Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. It's what we do every day. We suit up and go after it, no matter what happens. It might offend you and could be good for you. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, could chewing gum be the answer to stopping the spread of COVID and ending the pandemic? Well, it just might be. Number two, Nancy has a new palace, and I mean palace, now that she has helped destroy California. She wants some real leadership in her retirement. So where does she go? She wants Ron as her governor. We'll explain it. Number three, the collapse of the economy is only getting started as the Biden administration begins to drown in its ever-expanding failures. The new energy crisis will dwarf the 1970s. It will. It's being driven by the reckless and out-of-control spending driven by the Green New Deal. It's being driven by the Green New Deal itself, a conversion to technologies that are not ready for prime time. The socialist Democrats don't care if they bankrupt the country, though. They don't care a bit. Seriously. Nancy Pelosi just bought a $25 million, 11,000-square-foot mansion on the Florida coast. Think about that. An 11,000-square-foot, $25 million palace on the Florida coast. Apparently, the rising sea levels don't concern Nancy Pelosi much. Her carbon footprint? What carbon footprint? The $25 million mansion will create a bigger carbon footprint than you and I and all of these folks combined for years to come. What does she care if you can't fill up your car or pay your heat bill? That ain't her problem. She doesn't care. But the American people are about to set a record for the biggest swing in U.S. history, tossing out Democrats and rewarding Republicans with 80 seats in the House, at least 6 seats in the Senate, and it could be more because this reckless, careless, incompetent behavior is continuing. And let me count the ways. Let's begin with what completely out of touch and out of control sounds like from the president and all the clowns riding in his car, of course. You don't even need to fact check this one. You don't even need to fact check this one, but I think you'll enjoy it. Listen.
My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas or increasing its availability. It's increasing the availability of jobs. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas or increasing its availability. It's increasing the availability of jobs.
Sure it is. I'm not crushing the economy. I'm creating jobs, claims President Pease in his pants. Sure it does, Joey. You're such a good boy. Is that the presidential seal on your big boy underwear? The floundering economy is on the rocks of rising gas prices. That's a fact. And the biggest challenge is finding a message for the administration to transition to. Trust me on this. Listen.
Well, I mean, the message is that we are in a transition, and the transition does not happen overnight. And we recognize we're not going to flip a switch and be completely all clean because we haven't done the investment necessary.
We're also not going to flip a switch and have the lights come on. We're also not going to turn a switch and get the car to start. Ah, Jennifer Granholm. She has no idea what's going on in the world. Another elitist who hasn't paid for a tank of gas in her lifetime. Another elitist completely out of touch with you and me. And frankly, they don't care about you or me. It's about power. It's about the parties they go to. It's about being powerful in the circles they run in. Even more shocking, think about this. You are the Secretary of Energy. You are the Secretary of Energy. And you have no idea how much oil the U.S. uses every day. And if you don't know that basic fact, how can you possibly craft a policy to transition to anything? You don't even know what you need to replace. Swear, listen to this imbecile. Listen right here.
How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me, sir.
How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me, sir.
If you don't know, as the Secretary of Energy, how much energy America uses, how can you possibly craft a plan to do anything transition or otherwise. How can you do anything? The answer is you cannot. There's this big hurrah because they're releasing oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve. Fascinating. 50 million barrels. Wow. That's a three-day supply. It's a three-day supply. It does nothing to artificially prop up what's happening in America. It does nothing to artificially help consumers by lowering the prices. It will have exactly zero effect. Nothing. Nothing will happen. But they're going to run around and tell you how great they're doing. And how dare you question the elites, by the way? Who do you think you are? Peasant? You're just a lowly peasant. You'll sit there, you'll shut your mouth. Nancy will live in her palace in Florida because the taxes are low and there's a lot of freedom. The governor in Florida is really good. She'll live in her palace in Florida and you'll shut your mouth about it. Am I clear, young man? How dare you question the elites, especially the single most privileged white guy in the world? Joe pees in his pants. And he will be jetting off to a billionaire's compound for this weekend. And that shouldn't concern you at all. Jetting off to a billionaire's compound on Martha's Vineyard. I wonder what their carbon footprint will be for the holiday. Listen.
What message does it send to the middle-class Americans President Biden says that he's trying to help, who are struggling this week to cover the cost of the most expensive Thanksgiving ever, that the president is going to take a few days off at a billionaire's compound in Nantucket?
Well, first I would say, I don't know if you've cooked a turkey before, but a 20-pound turkey is a pretty big turkey. I think we can all agree. They're about $1 more. So not to minimize that, any increase in prices is something the president is concerned about, as is evidenced by his announcement today and as his efforts to push forward on additional relief for the American people. But I just want to be clear that there are abundance of turkeys available. They're about $1 more for a 20-pound bird, which is a huge bird if you're feeding a very big family.
Yeah, what you're paying more doesn't matter. You pay more, we don't care. Just how weak is Joe Biden, by the way? Just how weak is this president? How dependent is he on the teleprompter? So much, in fact, that the liner notes, if you forget, leave them in there. If you're running the prompter and you leave the liner notes in, he's going to read right through them. Listen.
A lot of innovation. Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change. End of quote. In the past 3 weeks, a lot of innovation. Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change. End of quote. In the past 3 weeks.
End of quote. That's a liner note. It's not something supposed to be read, but don't you sweat it. Hey, it's good to have you here, right? Holidays are here. Gas is $3.50 a gallon. Christmas gifts can't be found in the store, but hey, Nancy bought a $25 million, 11,000 square foot Florida palace. So all is well with the world. The elite Democrats are living like Marie Antoinette. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time, a super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com. For the love of flannel, go to GoMuskox.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.